This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We all have them, collecting dust on shelves and cluttering up our closets. Tchotchkes, trinkets, random objets d'art. Most of them probably aren't worth a whole lot, or maybe they are. Rob Walker wanted to see whether one might be able to create value for things that, on the face of it, are worthless. His experiment came together in a little book that's called Significant Objects. Hey, Rob.
Hi, Kai. Thanks for having me.
This is one of those books that sort of defies explanation, so I'm going to let you do it.
Well, no one is more surprised than me that this book exists, but the book is sort of the end result of a project that Joshua Glenn and I did a year or two ago. We had gotten interested in the idea of basically objects and stories and value.
Yeah.
We had this hypothesis that you could actually add value to an object by completely making up a story about it, a completely fictitious story. So, interesting hypothesis. So how do you test that? Well, we hit the thrift stores and the yard sales and bought about 100 cheap doodads.
Yeah. And when you say cheap, I mean, these are old beat up items. I mean, they're you know, remnants from a yard sale someplace.
This is the stuff at the table on the end that nobody wants, and they'll practically give it to you. You know, I bought stuff for a dime in some cases.
And then the stories, though. I mean, how did you – I mean, each individual item has this backstory.
Yeah. Well, we decided that we needed to get really good storytellers, so we rounded up a lot of – writers, some of whom you've heard of, William Gibson, Jonathan Lethem, some folks who are more up and coming, and we have TV writers and comedians and playwrights and just a whole we wanted a bunch of people with creative imaginations, and we gave each one of the objects to write about, and they would invent a completely fake story about it. And to test whether that was going to change the value, we used eBay.
Right.
We put each object up for sale on eBay, and instead of the regular product description, we put this fake story. And we had a little disclaimer that said this is a fake story invented by whoever, and the opening bid was whatever we'd paid for it. So a dollar, a dime, whatever it was.
Right.
And we sat back to see if the prices would go up.
And I'll tell you what, man. I mean, some of these went for a couple of bucks, but there was my very favorite one, and as it happens, it's the one that did the best in the auction. It's a, let's see, the description is figurine of St. Vralkomir. You paid $3 for it, and it's a little Russian dancing figurine. Somebody paid $193.50 for this thing.
Yeah, which sounds crazy. The story, though, it was a really good story by a writer named Doug Dorst, who's a novelist in Austin. And here's my counterpoint, though, is I would actually say, even though that was our highest priced object, it's still a bargain, because the magic of this project
get out of here.
The magic of this project is that we converted these tchotchkes. They used to be little nothing things languishing on a shelf somewhere.
Right.
But now they are one of a kind things. They're practically art objects. You can't go buy one of these objects anymore.
Well, that's true.
There's only
that's
one
true.
Of each.
It's all about the sales pitch, right? That's kind of what this is.
It was sort of the sales pitch. The stories were good, but I think that there was something about the project that people wanted to kind of participate in it, and they wanted to be part of the story, and they wanted to tell their friends about it, and they wanted to have one of these things on their shelf that some, you know, if someone asks you what, you know, if you have that little patron dancing saint figure, you know, why do you have that? You have a pretty good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. The book by Rob Walker and Joshua Glenn is called Significant Objects. There's a little asterisk by the title. And if you look down, it says A Literary and Economic Experiment. There's more about it on our website, marketplace.org/thebigbook. Rob, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me. It was fun to talk.